This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. We do podcasts throughout the week, but this is our weekend live program wherein you can call 877-726-8255. Call us during the program, or you can record a call, and we'll take a couple of those in just a few moments. But first, some good news about COVID-19. Yeah, you're yearning for some good news because it's all bad news, like continue the lockdown, more people dying, more unusual conditions, like some kids getting very sick. I would tend to be a little conservative about unleashing mass panic that your kid is going to get coronavirus and go into an immune system meltdown with something that resembles a dread pediatric condition called Kawasaki syndrome. That is a rare condition. It has seemed to have occurred in a handful of cases among kids. We don't even know if it's entirely the fault of coronavirus. It may be that these kids had pre-existing conditions that mixed badly with the virus and caused them to have a very, very stormy course of a viral infection. It happens with ordinary viruses from time to time. Kids get this serious problem. But that's the bad news. Let's take a look at some of the good news. When this started, one of the things that I was kind of worried about is, since this is a respiratory virus, and since this starts as an upper respiratory infection and then goes down into the lungs, I thought, oh my goodness, there are so many vulnerable people with chronic lung diseases, and we're going to see a terrible toll, because for many of my asthmatic patients, I get a head cold from the same virus that causes them to go into a severe decompensation, an exacerbation of their asthma that requires them to up their meds, go on steroids, sometimes be hospitalized. It's a very bad scene when you even get a head cold if you're an asthmatic, because you have very little lung reserve, the lungs become inflamed, and you're off to the races. So I thought, okay, coronavirus, watch out now, because these people who have breathing problems, they're going to be in serious trouble when the coronavirus hits them. Well, surprise, surprise. While people with asthma are classified as being at increased risk, asthma is thought to be a comorbidity for severe COVID-19 outcomes. The data that's coming in seems to suggest au contraire. Researchers from the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York City, which is ground zero for the pandemic, say, quote, as we look at data coming out of areas strongly affected by the pandemic, one very striking thing is the lack of high rates of patients with asthma having severe effects of COVID-19. Thank goodness. So, for example, in China, 5% of people in China have asthma. It's a wonder that more people don't have asthma because there's lots of smokers. But also, there's a lot of air pollution in China. In case you haven't noticed, those pictures of Beijing and Shanghai, you can barely see the buildings for the haze. But so 5% of people in China have asthma, yet Severe complications of coronavirus were seen in fewer than 1% of patients. So 1% of patients hospitalized for COVID-19 had asthma. So, which is less than the population distribution. And similarly, in New York, even though 8 to 10% of New York's population has asthma, that's a very, very high rate of asthma, particularly high among people of color in New York City. African-Americans, particularly Hispanics, have a high rate of asthma in New York. I happen to know that because I trained here in New York, and tons of those kids had asthma. But asthma is not even in the top 10 of the comorbidities that they're seeing bringing patients in the hospital and having patients require ventilation, which is a very serious complication of COVID-19. So it's way down there, well after hypertension, diabetes, as well as other types of cardiovascular disease. Dementia, of course, that's a risk factor, and renal disease. Those are higher on the list of comorbidities. And they don't know. They're not sure why that is, but there's something called ACE2, which has something to do with how the virus latches on to cells within the nasal passages and then in the lungs. And they say that having an allergy seems to lower your ACE2, and that may be good. Also, a lot of these patients take anti-inflammatory asthma treatments, inhaled corticosteroids, and these may suppress the cytokine production, the inflammation that occurs in severe coronavirus infections. They don't know precisely why it is, but the good news is that asthmatic patients are not particularly affected. Let me share this with you. And it has to do with, we talked last hour with Bob Miller about nitric oxide chemistry. One of the best ways to get nitric oxide support is through Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. Nitric oxide, as you heard, is a vital signaling molecule, which we all make in our bodies. But as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. In fact, the primary pathway through which we make nitric oxide is already only operating at 50% capacity by the time we're 40. And it continues to decline over time. This requires intervention through diet, lifestyle, or supplementation. And just 2 capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. I use it myself every day before I exercise for that extra boost in energy levels. It's the professional grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare practitioners, but you can get your Berkeley Life professional supplements by going to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide level safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. So, Peter, let's take one of those recorded calls, 877-726-8255, to record a question. Let's hear it.
Hi. I was trying to find a basic vitamin for seniors, 83. One's diabetic. One has a little bit of memory issues. But just a basic vitamin. And then a basic vitamin for preteen. Thanks.
So I'm going to actually kind of reject the premise of that question, which is one size fits all, which is, if you're elderly, you need this. And look, this is sort of the way they often sell dog food. they say this is the elder formula for older dogs, and it's got all the things that older dogs need. And it's a nice idea, is that maybe people at a certain age need more protein, or maybe in general they need more B12 because B12 absorption slows down as you age. Or maybe you need to support your immune system. Well, why not support your immune system at all ages? Take more zinc and selenium and vitamin D. So I'm going to push back on that premise. And, there may be some supplements that say, well, this is the senior formula. That's kind of, they do that with cheap vitamins like Centrum, you know, it's like, okay, you're going to take the women's formula. Okay, they'll throw in a little iron. For the elder formula, I don't know, maybe they'll put in a little zinc or B12, as I mentioned. But, you know, already you're moving into the area of specialization. You're saying, oh, well, and by the way, one person has dementia and the other person has diabetes. Well, those may require specific nutrients, targeted nutrients. Also, every individual is different. You know, we do an analysis where we measure levels of various nutrients, and then we target those nutrients when we prescribe supplements to patients on an individual basis. So, you know, if it were all that simple, I'd just say, let me just hang up my spurs, stop practicing, stop seeing patients, stop doing blood tests and, you know, detailed histories and analysis. And I just say, well, you know, let's take a seat, you know. What, how old are you? 72. Take a senior vitamin. Or, you know, oh, you're a teenager? Oh, that we know about you teenagers. You're probably low in magnesium. You know, a lot of crap. You know, you need some vitamins. So, you know, we can make some generalizations, but it's not very specific or targeted to the individual. And that's what personalized nutrition is all about. I'm sorry I can't give you a facile answer, but I'll try to make it a teachable moment instead. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's talk to Wayne in Wisconsin. How you doing?
Well, hello, doctor. I've been listening to you now for several years. You turned me originally on to vitamin D3, and I really appreciate a lot of the subject matter that you cover on your program. Well, the reason I'm calling today, Dr. Hoffman, is I want to know, I use oil of oregano, and I'm wondering if you put like a couple or a few drops of that in your mask with this coronavirus, or even though it might burn a little bit, if you put a couple drops like up in your nose and stuff, would that have any effect as far as protection?
The answer is, and I'm going to be giving you the honest answer, is we don't really know. However, and by the way, we got to be careful about, you know, these panaceas against coronavirus because, the statement that coronavirus is protective against, oregano is protective against COVID-19, is tantamount to quackery. You know, and it's going to be, highly censored on the internet. You know, People who talk about it, even honest researchers, are going to get their YouTube videos deleted because there's a lot of suppression of information about natural approaches to this. And, you know, I kind of see the perspective, because if some unscrupulous company is saying, hey, you know, this is it, you know, just take your oregano and you can go out and party hardy, you don't need a mask, you'll be fine. You know, I think that that's going to be problematic. On the other hand, there's a lot of good research that suggests that oregano essential oil has strong antioxidant properties. It's been traditionally used in treating fevers and respiratory symptoms. In some studies that I've seen, it's been tested in the test tube against the coronavirus, and it's got the ability to dramatically suppress the virus in a test tube situation. We got to see if experimental results show that it really works on this particular virus. There's some precedent, because I think we've had coronaviruses in the past, you know, SARS, for example, and there may have been some preliminary studies looking at oregano versus SARS when they were angling around for a remedy for that particular condition. And fortunately, back in, I guess it was 2003, you know, SARS was supposed to become, you know, something like our current COVID-19 pandemic, and it didn't pan out. You know, it kind of extinguished itself, as we hope this current one will. So the answer is, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't hurt. It's one of the things that I personally take on a regular basis. I think it's helpful. Putting in a mask, I don't know, you know, it might be helpful at making the mask less permeable to the virus, but it also, because it's an oil and it's a volatile oil, it may actually dissolve some of the materials of the mask. You know, if you get it on the rubber strap, it might dissolve that, or it might actually affect the filtration in certain types of masks that, you know, have materials that are vulnerable to breakdown. You know, it's a little like applying something like turpentine. Turpentine is a compound that's not unlike oregano oil in its properties. And, you know, you probably wouldn't want to apply turpentine to an expensive N95 mask, because you might actually degrade its filtration capacity. So there you have it. You know, I think it's definitely something plausible. It's worth taking. Is it a, you know, potential cure that needs to be investigated? And we have to be careful about outlandish claims. 877-726-8255 is our number. There's some new information about proton pump inhibitors and dementia just out. It's actually been noted in the past that there's a higher risk of dementia when you take a proton pump inhibitor. In fact, some studies have shown that even short-term use in healthy young individuals who take, say, Nexium, for as short a period as 10 days, they performed worse on memory tests than previously they performed. Also, the use of PPIs doubled from 4 to 9.2%. Over the past few years, a very high percentage of people taking them. And this new study suggests that use of proton pump inhibitors can interfere with production of acetylcholine, which is a vital neurotransmitter in the brain and helps to pass signals among nerve cells. So if you're on a proton pump inhibitor, use it correctly, use it for a short period of time, do anything you can to wean yourself off.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com. Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we've got a call from Jan in Green Bay, Wisconsin. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I have a question in regards to kidney function. I had the GFR test rate, and my kidney is at 0.79 rather than 90. Mm-hmm. And the other two tests, the bun and the serum test, are both normal. Was wondering, I understand it goes down with age, but was wondering what I could do to get it back up.
Well, if I might ask, how old are you?
67.
Actually, you've got a pretty good level, because you say that, you know, 90 is what is the level for a healthy young individual, you know, maybe, 25 years old, and you're at a 79. So that's pretty good, right?
Except my doctor, which is a new doctor for me, had listed on, I was donating plasma to BioLife, and she listed it as a stage 2.
You're donating, why? Because you've had COVID-19? You had a confirmed coronavirus infection?
Nothing. I'm on no medication whatsoever.
No. I'm talking about, why are you donating plasma? Because you've already had coronavirus?
No, to help out people. I know people that need the plasma.
Okay. We needed plasma before coronavirus too, but I thought you were going to, part of an experiment to give people a convalescent serum or something after having had it. Okay, fine. So the doctor put down what? Do you have stage something?
Stage 2 CKD, chronic kidney disease.
Really?
Because of that 0.79 level versus.
I don't know. 90. I'd have to see it because I got to tell you know, let you know a little secret about what we doctors do. I don't generally do it, but sometimes doctors put down a diagnosis, so that, basically it justifies the visit. Because if it's fine, how do you do? I'm fine. Thank you. And you, there's no medical conditions. There's no reimbursement. You know, it's not what was the point of that visit altogether? If not for, you know, spotting some mild defect in your kidney function that's probably age-related anyway. I mean, if you'd gone from 90 to 79, I'd have to see it. Maybe I'm missing something here. Those numbers do not really knock my socks off.
No, me neither, except the fact that my previous doctor who had left the clinic never bothered to tell me that I had any type of issue, and
maybe that was to the good. Maybe that was to the good. Maybe that was to the good. Maybe the doctor was saying, "Hey, you know, in my experience, as a veteran doctor, you know, there's no big whoop here. This is what happens as you age." But I will say this: are you otherwise healthy? Do you have high blood pressure, for example? Because if you had high blood pressure, certainly optimizing your blood pressure would be one really good way to protect your kidney function. So you don't have high blood. You have normal blood pressure. If you don't mind sharing, what's your height and weight?
I'm 5'9", and
you're tall.
I'm trying to lose weight. I'm at 200 right now. I was 195.
Do we see something that could put a bit of a strain on your kidneys? So right there.
Okay.
And do you have have you had a test called a hemoglobin A1C, which is a blood test that measures your blood sugar over time? Because that's another thing that can have a burdening effect on your kidney function, elevated blood sugar.
Yeah, that's, I believe if it's correct, over Under 100?
Yeah, under 100 is not good enough. That's your blood sugar. But there's a test called a hemoglobin A1C, which your doctor may or may not have done, which measures your blood sugar over time. It should be done, well, I think it should be done in virtually everyone, but certainly someone your age should get that test because it can give us a forecast of impending diabetes, even if you don't have full-blown diabetes. You may have borderline blood sugar over time. Under 100, yeah, that's not necessarily good enough. You know, it could be at other times when you're not testing, it could be, you know, 160 or, you know, 205. So we don't know. We don't know what your blood sugar is. And, you know, when you carry extra weight, you're at risk for insulin resistance. Insulin resistance creates, you know, a burden on your kidneys, inflammation. You know, that could be part of what could help you preserve your kidney function. Look, I mean, here's the deal though. How old did you say you were? You're 60, you're
67, I'll be 68 next
month. You and me both. So we only have another 33 years to go, and then we're home free. So during that time, you know, you gotta exercise, you gotta follow a good diet, you gotta optimize your weight. Yeah, you're tall, but that's no excuse to be 200. You gotta be maybe more like, you know, 160. That's, you know, might be considered a little above average for a woman, but because you're tall, you might be allowed to do that if you're fit. Those are some of the things that you need to undertake to preserve your kidney function. It's not a matter of like a very specific magic supplement that's going to restore kidney function. It's a matter more of lifestyle in this case. Yeah, fish oil. Yeah, these are good things to protect the kidneys. You know, I'm thinking optimize your waist to hip ratio. And make sure you're doing a lot of exercise, and you're going to be protecting your kidneys. But so far, so good. I will reassure you.
Anything diet-wise, any food I should stay away from?
Yeah, carbs. You know, I think you should be on a relatively low-carb diet. So if, you know, you're eating, you know, mac and cheese, pizza, I know they're opening things up in Wisconsin, but go easy on some of the drive-thrus there, because that's not going to, you're not going to be doing your kidneys a favor. You're not going to be, okay, good.
No.
And then, yeah. And, you know, sodium could be a consideration. I mean, you know, I think they're exaggerating about, the cruciality of getting ultra low in sodium. For some people, it can backfire. It can cause their blood pressure to go up, but moderate your sodium intake, of course, and you avoid processed foods.
What's the normal sodium?
What's the normal? You know, I would say, you know, yeah, I mean, they want you like under 500 milligrams. I think if you're under 2,000 milligrams, you're home free. That would be okay. So do that.
Okay,
But you to look. I mean, I think it's a warning sign. I got to see that. I would have to see the test results. I'd have to do like a full intake on you, as I do with patients.
Right.
And then, you know, we would get on a program to. I mean, I don't think you're going to, you know, lose kidney function conceivably in the next few years. But you know, I think the thing to warn you about is that you're carrying extra weight. It's kind of like, we're looking at a minor manifestation when the elephant in the room is your extra weight. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your call. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, earlier we were talking about nitric oxide, but we also mentioned the role that NAD plays. Well, your body's made of trillions of cells, and each one is continually hard at work to keep you healthy and resilient. But to keep up with their essential work, a sufficient supply of an essential molecule called NAD must be available. It's an energy molecule. This critical cellular resource is not constant, so having safe, effective ways to boost our NAD is vital, especially during our current situation, because lifestyle influences such as poor diet, alcohol consumption, lack of sleep, things we're likely to be experiencing more frequently today, can all decrease your cell's precious NAD supply. Various types of physiologic stress, including stress in the immune system and lack of exercise, can also deplete your NAD pool, but you can safely and effectively elevate your NAD levels with a cellular support supplement, True Niagen Pro. True Niagen Pro contains niagen nicotinamide riboside, which works to boost your NAD. In fact, Niagen is clinically proven to be safe, well-tolerated, and effective in boosting NAD. True Niagen gives your hardworking cells exactly what they need to perform at their best and helps you stay resilient. True Niagen Pro's ability to increase NAD is backed by multiple human studies. I recommend it to my patients. I use it myself. To learn more about the research behind True Niagen Pro, or to order, visit drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. That's T-R-U, True Niagen Pro. drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. True Niagen Pro is cellular defense for life. All right. Here's an item we want to talk about, which is testing. Testing, you know, they want to use testing as a way to get us out of this mess, you know, the lockdown and everything. Some plans for relaxing lockdown envision phased reentry, in other words, enabling younger individuals without so-called comorbidities to emerge from their sequestration, but with, of course, appropriate social distancing, masks, etc. But at-risk persons will be urged to remain in isolation. So what's that about? What constitutes a low-risk individual? Well, antibody tests may reveal who has been exposed. Okay, that may offer people an immunity certificate or an immunity passport. Like, you've had it. You've had it. You have antibodies. But there's still doubt as to the accuracy of some tests. There's some concerns because they're hard to interpret. They're not just like you have it or you've had it or you don't, you've not had it. There's some tests that are a little like on the threshold, borderline. What do they mean? If you have a low positive, will you be as well protected as somebody with a high positive on the antibodies? How long do they last? And, oh, by the way, there's something interesting about testing that you probably don't know. Dr. Birx talked about it during one of the press conferences, but I think it got lost in all the blather. It has to do with something called Bayes' theorem. It's a mathematical theorem. It's very complicated. You know, people who study statistics know Bayes' theorem, but, you know, most people don't know what it is. And, you know, even most doctors and most people, most journalists don't really understand it. Let's say we have a hypothetical COVID-19 test for antibodies that is both 99% sensitive and 99% specific. That means that it's only off 1% of the time. In other words, it might say that somebody who's negative is positive and somebody who's positive is negative. So almost all people who were never infected will yield a negative result. If you test a group of 100 uninfected people, odds are one of them will still test positive. Conversely, if you test 100 people who are infected, it's likely that one of them will still test negative. Now, the problem with these tests is that let's say that it is a very uncommon thing you're testing for. Let's say you're testing in North Dakota, where maybe 1% of people have been affected. But the test is 99% accurate. It's 99% accurate. But there are very, very few people who have had it. Well, it may seem a little counterintuitive, but that 99% specific test could yield a 50-50 result. In other words, about a 50% chance that if you have a positive test, that you're actually, it's a false positive, and there's a 50% chance that if it's a negative test, it's a negative, it's a false negative. Because according to Bayes' theorem, the lower the prevalence of the virus, false positives make up a larger share of the results. So this really is going to confound our efforts to test and plan, and it's got to make it hard to interpret the tests. And these, you know, this idea that, you know, we're simply going to test a lot of people and, you know, issue immunity passports to go back to work, this is going to be challenging. It's not as straightforward as it might seem. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just 2 capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And, you know, we're talking about these immunity passports, which will enable people to go back outside, socialize, go back to work. And testing is part of the answer, but it's not as straightforward as they say, as we discussed earlier. The tests can be unreliable, difficult to interpret. We don't know yet what they mean, but I mean, there's some good indications that people who've already had coronavirus may be more likely to have long-term immunity. We don't know yet. But another proposition is that we take at-risk individuals and we sequester them. So one proposal is that since older individuals are more prone to serious COVID-19 infections, maybe we should say, you guys stay home. So, but what's the cutoff? Should it be 60 or 65 or 70? Maybe some allowance should be made for ostensibly healthy seniors. And what should be the criteria for being a healthy senior? I'd hate to be banished to my apartment because I'm chronologically 67, but I think I'm, you know, from a health standpoint, equivalent to a younger individual because I take no medications. I have no comorbidities. I'm an avid exerciser, do triathlons, good physical conditioning, and I have a normal BMI, a body mass index. I'm not carrying any extra weight. But speaking of BMI, I was walking around the other day. I'm going to take these daily walks here in New York because there's not that much to do. And I watched a decidedly overweight homeless woman munching a crust of pizza. She was finishing off her pizza, and she was swigging on a bottle of Pepsi. And I thought to myself, she is so vulnerable living on the streets. She's morbidly obese. She's exposed to the elements and the dirt, and she's doing herself in with poor dietary choices. But then I checked my skinny privilege, you know, feeling kind of superior maybe at some level. Wasn't I engaging the worst sort of stereotyping about overweight, bordering on fat shaming? Yet it's been proposed that people be stratified according to a sort of risk algorithm, which takes into account age, obesity, hypertension, and diabetes to determine eligibility for emerging from lockdown. But, you know, that is a form of discrimination. And this is a country that's big on liberty and individual rights. And so, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to create second-class citizens based on the fact, you know, you're fat, so you got to stay home. You're old, you got to stay home. Oh, you have high blood pressure. Oh, not, no walking around for you. So, you know, this is going to be a very, very problematic process, assigning people immunity passports, a challenging process going forward. All right. If you're suffering from frequent fatigue, well, let me tell you about the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness. It's Entifactor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Entifactor repairs damaged cells, works on the mitochondria, and clinical trials have shown that Entifactor reduces fatigue by almost half. And it even reverses some symptoms of aging itself. NTFactor is available in ProPax, which is your one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. But if you want to just get the NTFactor, there's Healthy Aging, perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you with a unique energy support, a pure NTFactor, and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NTFactor for years and don't go a day without it. Now, with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or check out their great new user-friendly website. They're very proud of it. Go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right. There's some new studies on the benefits of aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract in diabetes protects the endothelium. It reduces the heart mass in patients who have high blood pressure. Some very convincing studies that aged garlic extract can make a difference. So check them out. Kyolic.com is the place to go. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you can become more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by going to our website at drhoffman.com. We have a special coronavirus page where we summarize all our articles and podcasts. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. Have yourselves a great weekend.